This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. There is a law under consideration that would affect one of the most expensive housing markets in the country that aims to make rental housing less expensive. Lawmakers in New York are expected to vote tomorrow on a package of rent reforms. Existing regulations expire on Saturday, it's worth noting, so time is tight. Governor Andrew Cuomo has said he will sign the bill, which would cap rent increases on regulated apartments and make it harder to evict people, that among a whole slew of other changes. It would also let other cities and towns in New York set their own regulations as well, because, as Marketplace's Amy Scott reports, rent control is not just a big city issue anymore.
More than half of renters around the country are paying more than what's considered affordable, according to APM Research Lab. Sia Weaver is campaign director of the Upstate Downstate Housing Alliance, which organized renters from all over New York to push for the new law.
We realized that no matter where people lived, people weren't able to pay their rent. And that was contributing to a rising homelessness crisis across the state.
Oregon passed the first ever statewide rent control earlier this year. Similar efforts in Colorado and Illinois have failed so far. Many economists believe restricting rent discourages development of new apartments and maintenance of existing ones. Doug Bibby represents landlords with the National Multifamily Housing Council. He says right now there's a shortage of more than 3 million affordable rental units.
What we need in this country right now is supply. And when you do rent control, you do not do anything for supply.
Manuel Pastor, a professor at USC, looked at that issue and found that moderate rent control doesn't constrain new housing, but he says it does promote housing stability.
The people who benefit from that generally tend to be lower income, tend to be more people of color, people who might have more difficult economic circumstances.
And Pastor expects more states to consider rent control as part of a solution to the affordability problem. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.